to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Cavs HQ alongside the radio voice on the Spanish side of the Cavaliers and of the Cleveland Browns, Rafa Hernandez Brito. I'm merely John Michael. Great to have you aboard this week. Interesting show coming up, Rafa. As you know, most of you who are familiar with this show know, we talk much more than just Cavs. We talk Browns, we talk Indians, and who better to talk Browns and Indians? First half of the show, Andre Knott.
What a way to start the 2019 year with Andre Knott, recently inducted into the St. Vincent St. Mary Hall of Fame, and now he's coming on Cavs HQ just to finish, to put a cherry on top of the Hall of Fame weekend for him.
It's Andre's grand tour. You know, I wasn't going to bring that up, you know, to pump his tires.
Oh, really? Too much.
No, I wasn't going to bring it up. But now that you let it out of the bag, Andre was big time. He was big time in high school football. We're going to talk a little bit of Indians. To me, Indians, a couple of moves. Interesting off season. Yeah, a number of, you know, players not going to be with the Tribe next season. I want a State of the Union address by Andre. Where is this team? What can we look forward to next season?
I think they are having the most interesting off season that we have that we could have ever imagined.
I want some good news out of Andre.
Read, you know, they have Thrive Fest this weekend, by the way. So they're gonna some of those guys are gonna get a chance.
That's really why we have Andre on.
The fans, but yeah,
not for the Andre Hall of Fame tour. All right,
it'll be interesting to see Carlos Santana's back.
Yeah,
and obviously there have to be a method to the madness, just per se. So there have to be a method of why the front office has gone that way, and I'm sure Andre will have an explanation for that.
Yeah, no one better to talk to then Andre about that. Cavaliers.
Are you packed yet?
No, I'm never packed. You know, it's hard. I was about to say the Cavaliers are about to embark upon the longest road trip of the season. We do this once a year, but this 11 days, six different cities, and it starts on the tail end of a back-to-back that starts at home. The Cavaliers finish off the four-game homestand with the Pacers on a Tuesday and then are in New Orleans on Wednesday night. A little tricky to open up the trip.
I know. It's been a little kind of like a warm-up because the Cavaliers will face eight of nine opponents from the Western Conference, considering that we just faced Utah and New Orleans before heading on the trip. So it's a long trip, and I think, John, considering the back-to-back to start and the way it's going to end, this is the kind of trip that, other than in the basketball court, it brings together the team, and it's going to definitely show where the team needs to get better on in terms of off-the-court items.
They're going to have to be together. I mean, this is you want to talk about tough stops. I mean, first of all, New Orleans on the tail end of a back-to-back. We saw what that team can do right here at Quicken Loans Arena. Then Houston's playing some terrific basketball. On to L.A. to take on the Lakers. We know what that's going to be about. Then a three-game and four-day stretch at Portland. Always a tough place to play. I don't care what kind of team you have going into Portland. That's a tough place to play. Same Utah. And then the next night
we start with a back-to-back, and we finish the road trip on a back-to-back. And then come home, flying back from Denver, we arrive Sunday morning, around 5, 6 a.m., depending on how everything is going.
Yeah.
And then we play Monday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Day. It'll be an interesting.
They always say the first game back from a road trip is always, you know, tough to get your feet under you.
Especially finishing on a back to back.
There's no time to try to, you know, you got to get
practice,
your feet under you real
fast. Shoot around before the Bulls on Monday.
You got to get ready for the Bulls. Good news, Tristan Thompson back in the lineup. Sorely missed. Thompson out for 10 games with the injury. And man, is it good to have number 13 back on the floor?
I think he brings a lot of toughness in, and he brings, you know, obviously
his
rebounding
and
his leadership. I think with him and Larry now, obviously, because of the injuries, Larry and Tristan have to share minutes, you know, starting together the last couple of games. But when everybody comes back, you know, we're still going to be missing Kevin Love from a longer time. But when we're able to have Tristan and Larry at different points always in the game, The Cavs always have a leader on the court, and I think that's very important for the flow of the game and to keep everybody together.
Clearly, on the floor with no Kevin and no Tristan, rebounding was an issue. But I think, when you touch upon his leadership, I mean, this is the first time Tristan's really gotten to spread his wings and be a leader. Yeah. You know, have a voice that's heard loud and clear in that locker room, and I think he's taken on the responsibility incredibly well.
And don't forget, before he got hurt, he was having those 15 rebound nights and, you know, had a couple of nights of 20 plus. Yeah. So it's interesting to see this road trip, how Tristan is going to be able to gather, because he's going to have to take that role to be the leader off the court.
He knows
you know, going to city to city. And I think he's ready for it, John.
Accountability is a big word that we've heard over the last couple of weeks with the slide. You know, players having to look in the mirror and be accountable, you know, for what they do on the floor. And it's Tristan's voice to me that's heard the loudest, you know, telling guys that, hey, we got to look in the mirror. We got to do something here. Nobody's going to feel bad for us. We got to get ourselves out of this slide.
And the great thing about it is that he's not just pointing fingers. He's throwing himself first and then making everybody come along with him. So I like that.
Like I said, fun show straight ahead. Andre Knott.
Hall of Fame show.
In our next segment, we're going to be talking Indians. We're going to be talking Browns. Cavs, of course, as well, here on Cavs HQ.
Get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season, like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV, streaming on the go with AT&T Wireless, or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, wine, and gold moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag Be The Fight thing. That's our thing. Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland, get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
We are back on Cavs HQ with our guest, our featured guest. Look at this guy.
Wow. Hall of Fame.
You know what? I told Ralph on the other side of the break I wasn't going to bring up the Hall of Fame.
Of course, Ralph.
I didn't want to pump your tires that much, but here we go.
So you want to mention it. Come on. That's a lead-off thing.
It's a part of who I am now.
The Hall of Fame tour, I guess. We're just one stop along the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I appreciate it.
With banner raising and everything?
Not the banner. Well, Brandon Weems, who's a scout here, I was happy I went in with the class of a lot of guys that I respect.
That same business.
Yes, Save E, yeah. There was, and then for everybody, and before the guy that used to be here, Save E's was known for football. Like Frank Stams went there. It was football
Notre
school.
Namer, right?
And then LeBron came, obviously, and it became what it's become. But it's nice to go back and remember, like, being a good football player, baseball player was important. I looked at Brandon Weems, and I was like, hey, yeah, you were good, but it mattered when I was here. Yeah. But it was cool, though, because there was a guy named Kevin Futura, who works for the New York Giants now. He was a senior when I was a freshman, and he made my life very difficult my freshman year of high school, but I got to play a little varsity football, and that didn't happen a lot at our school. And he made it not good for me. We played against Mike Vrabel my freshman year, and he was a tight end. Kevin wasn't. Kevin went into my class as well, And I got blew up by Mike Vrabel when I was 14 years old. And he stood over me. He goes, "You ever try to chop block me again, it'll be your last game." And I'll remember. It was our last game of the season. Kevin Fertur works for the Giants now. He came back and he goes, "You leave my guy alone."
Uh-oh.
And I'll remember, Kevin Fertur now works for the New York Giants in a pretty high up position. And the other guy is the head coach of the Titans. So me just going into St. V's Hall of Fame.
Just being in that same story.
Yeah,
is
yeah. I happen to be
in the same cake.
Yeah. They put my name on the cake.
They put their name on the cake. They had a cake with all the names. Yeah, on the people. Right.
So my kids got to see it.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah, they now know that when daddy goes by schools and can say, "I scored a touchdown here," they now believe it.
Right. Is that what you do, really? You drive eight kids.
You went to church.
I had 150 yards.
Yeah. It's my Al Bundy moment. I said that. I drive by and I go, "Hey, kids, I scored 3 touchdowns.
To score right there."
That's all I got.
Andre Knott, reporter, of course, for the Indians, host of Browns Reds. You're so multifaceted.
You got to nowadays.
Multi-talented.
And host of the podcast from AJ.
Oh, that's right.
You know about the podcast. Yeah.
Yes. Never been invited to Red Zone or ATC.
See, this is what he's doing every time.
He works more than anybody in America.
This is what he's, but that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get on your podcast. Otherwise, never would have been brought up.
He'll be hosting my podcast.
I want to sell your podcast. Yeah, okay. I want to be a host on the Red Zone.
You got it.
Yeah, two different conversations.
I'm telling you, by the time you leave, you're going to be all.
Yeah.
He's going to have contracts. You're going to have contracts. You're going to be like, "Why did I go on that show?" Tribe Fest is coming up.
Yes.
That's always fun. Right?
It is fun. And to be honest, this year it'll be more fun because I think it'll be a positive outlook for the Indians. I think with all the moves.
That's what I want to talk
about. We'll obviously get to.
Yeah.
I think it's easy for fans to forget that you still have a pretty decent core. And Tribe Fest, as you guys know, it's a fun time because you have all the players there. They get to meet the players, take pictures, you get autographs, the kids get to get their faces painted. Especially this time of the year, we haven't had the worst winter, but it's nice to know the spring is right around the corner. And for the players, I can say this, over the last couple of years, whether they're in California, Florida, Arizona, it's a nice, you know, little change up for them to get them excited that, you know, because I don't know about your workout schedule, but I know you've lost a lot of weight, and I know you've never had to do that. But I think for a lot of these guys, they work out by themselves all off season long or with a buddy. It's nice to come in for the weekend and see your teammates.
And most of them have stayed on it.
Yes.
I follow most of them on social media.
Yeah.
They all stayed on. Like, Cookie's been working
all
like crazy.
Year long. Yeah. Right. Well, Cookie traveled. Cookie should have his own traveling show.
I know, right?
Well, that's the next thing.
He's like the Bourdain
without the food and
eating.
Yeah. That's the next show you should do. You should just follow. You can do it in Spanish and English.
There you go.
I'll be your agent.
Oh, here we go.
I'll just
stay over here. You guys can work out.
I just want 10%.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the core and how people forget that the Indians still have two guys that were candidates for the most valuable player last year.
Right.
A guy who was a candidate for and an ex Cy Young Award winner. And I think with the exit of Yan Gomes, my color analyst on the Cavs Spanish booth, Roberto Perez, he's going to get his chance to shine now.
And you know this about Berto, and I love Berto. And Berto has worked his tail off. He lost a lot of weight last offseason. This is his opportunity. He played really well in the playoffs the last couple. You know, in playoffs, he's played great baseball. He's always been a very good defensive catcher. Now he's going to get the ability. He went out of his way before he knew the trade was going to happen. He went and played in Dominican this offseason. He hit over 300 there.
That's good.
And you guys know this. It's like, to me, hitting is like free throw shooting almost. It's such a rhythm thing that if you mentally get in your head that I'm not doing well, you get yourself out beforehand.
Yeah.
And I think Roberto has gone through that. But I think this is a great opportunity for Roberto. And knowing his story, he's had to battle to get everything that he's gotten. So I know he's gotten in a really good shape. He's had another kid. He's ready for this. The team made another move for a backup catcher just recently from the Mets. Kevin Wood. He's a guy that can play, was a first-round pick as well. And I get the gist of how Northeast Ohio feels because you keep seeing guys moved. And that's why I think Tribe Fest will be good because, as you said, we're still going to see – you're going to see Lindor. You're going to see Ramirez. And I think when you see those two guys, I think most of baseball, even the New York Yankees, will be trying to – you know, they would love to have this weekend, to have those two guys. You got Kluber. And I know we'll talk about the pitching staff. They still are really good, and hopefully they can make some moves as we get closer to opening day.
How do you feel those questions when people say, all right, Andre, you know, Gomes, Brantley, Encarnacion, Diaz, Miller, all gone.
And the
question is, you know, hey, how's this team going to improve in the standings? What are they looking to do? What are they trying to do during the offseason? What do you say?
It's a great question because my wife now is, you know, with social media now, my wife is, it's nothing worse than my wife coming home and be like, hey, I heard, you know, Andrew Miller. And I'm like, I'm hanging out with the kids. I didn't know I was still working. So it starts in my living room.
Can I have 2 seconds?
Yeah. It's like, sorry, I went and had breakfast with the kids. Didn't know I had to break down the latest trade. I would say this. I think at the end of the year, and you guys know, like, Terry Francona says this perfectly. He's like, whether you win the World Series or lose it, or you lose in the first round or your season's over, you guys know with the schedule, you're going 100 miles an hour, and then it just stops.
Right. You don't know what to do with yourself.
Right. Even when you guys won the championship, you still, like, you wake up the next day, and you're like, all right, that was cool. What do we do?
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's an uneasy feeling
it
almost,
is.
Right?
So getting used to that feeling, and I know when we walked out, I can tell you guys this, it was a real crazy scene after the last game of the season this past year, where I think the players told us more than the administration had to tell us. Brantley, around Brantley's locker, who always kind of kept to himself. And I'll never forget this picture, Tomlin, Gomes, Brantley, Kipnis, like all that, those veterans, that core that kind of started what the Indians have done with this run that they've had, that older core. And I don't want to call them old, but in the sense of baseball.
Veterans, right. Veterans.
The veterans. Yeah. And they all like got around. They got a nice, you know, adult beverage. And they all sat there in a circle. And it wasn't fake. Like, it was almost like they were saying amongst themselves, we had a heck of a run, but there's going to be some changes. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking out of the clubhouse that day, and I remember, like, I had that long walk to the car of, okay, get ready for a different type of offseason. Mm-hmm. And what I will say, when you bring up Yan Gomes and you bring up Tomlin, who's still around here, and hopefully he can get a job here soon, those guys made who they, you know, they kind of made the core of what this team was going to be about.
No question.
They held each other accountable.
Yeah.
And now it's on, and I've said this to Frankie for a long time, and I know Frankie always wasn't comfortable with it, but I told Frankie, I go, hey, man, if you're going to be the best player in baseball, you got to be the best leader in Cleveland first. And he would always laugh and say, nah, it's Brantley's team, or it's now Frankie's
team. Now.
It's his team and Jose's team.
And he has a good, he has a good
right-hand
guy. They both can be the leader.
And I think, and fans know this as well, it's easy to look at numbers, and their numbers are great. But you guys know there's something else. There's a little bit more when, you know, and Frankie knows this, and I know Jose knows this. It's a little bit more when you got to pull another guy along and say, hey, man, I went through this or I went through that. And I think with Roberto Perez, it's funny you bring him up. Roberto is close to both of those guys. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not expecting Roberto to hit 330 and, you know, 40 home runs, but I think he knows that there's an expectation to now what he has to do.
Isn't it interesting that it's not about me anymore? It's about team.
Right.
And I mean, that when you talk about being veterans,
yes,
that's what makes you, that's part of
it's
what makes
part
you
of
a good
it.
Veteran,
and
right?
It's the things you do when no one's watching. Right. You know, we hear that said. And I'll give Frankie this. At a very young age, one of the first guys at the ballpark every single day. He will come in and have batting practice at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, so he can get a good nap before the game, no matter how late they play the night before. So it plays into, you know, they take infield every day. They make guys say, if you're going to be on this team, this is how we got to play.
And the good thing they have going for them, and I know Jose, which is facial expression, it might not seem that he's a happy guy or he's enjoying himself.
Right.
Well, you know, because he's always like really pumped.
Say, it's almost
but
no facial
there's expression. Two guys that really enjoy the game of baseball and two guys that people actually love being around.
Yeah.
So I think that says a lot. For what's coming for the Indians.
Yes, and I think Jose, and I say this every time I get a chance, I think if anyone gets to know him, if you could pick someone and pick a story, you want to know his story. I know the fate, like you said.
Just don't play Mario Kart with him.
Yeah, don't play Mario Kart. And I got to bring you with him because our conversations are so hit or miss, but it makes sense, though. You know what I'm like? Yeah. Everybody's always like, how do you guys converse? I'm like, we just do.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, maybe you can help us get the Indians do some Spanish baseball. You know?
We love it when you do. Those guys love it. You come in and tell me what the music is, too.
Yeah.
This is Rafa promotion hour, by the way.
Los Indios.
Before he gets himself into doing an entire 162, we're coming up against the break. We'll be back with more after this. Andre Knott here on Cavs HQ.
Suspect a natural gas leak?
Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture, quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Back on Cavs HQ, we're talking Cavs, talking Tribe, talking Browns with Andre Knott. Saw you at the game the other day.
Yeah.
Better seats than we have. Are you kidding me right now?
You know, what? I didn't come. I had a buddy that I invited. I can tell the story real quick. I had a buddy that I invited. He's like, oh, man. You know, he was like, it's Friday night. I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Then he texts me and he goes, you didn't tell me it was going to be on the seats and or be on the floor. Yeah. It was one of those things. Thank you to the bosses over at Fox. We were up in the suite. They had the extra
Listen
seats.
To this guy. There. Way better seats.
You know the guys.
They were. I got to say this, and I'll say it quickly. I've done sideline in the NFL. I've done sideline, obviously, in baseball. And I always tell people that you cannot respect the game the same way until you sit that close.
100%.
It's the same thing, as 100%. You guys know.
It's louder.
It's louder. But just the speed and size, I think, from TV. And hockey's another Every game sport. That's like that. You know that as well.
Yeah.
I think from when you sit, and there's great seats, whether it's here at the Q, wherever you're at. But when you're that close and you can hear the coaches, and the best thing was hearing Quinn Snyder go at the refs. Yeah. Matt Underwood and I are like, he's like, this is
thick. He comes off as kind of a slick.
Standoffish. Well, he did the one great one. He was like, hey, Tim, everything's good. And he gets over. And then with the words he said, then I can't say now. But it was very, it was very politically like, hey, it's good to see you. Watch that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Host of Browns Red Zone. I talked to him about this a lot. I want to get your perspective. I mean, one of the greatest turnarounds we've seen in the NFL in a long, long
Jay Mike,
time.
I've been in this town a long time. I mean, to do those shows
to be a part of that. Yeah, tell me,
dude. It was like Christmas every week.
I bet
it literally up until that when they had that Saturday night game against Denver. Mm-hmm. I knew that things had changed because my wife said, we should have some people over Saturday night to watch it. Because, you know, we watch game, you know, whether it's Ohio State, a big Cavs game, like we have, you know, you have a couple people over, a boxing match. Mm-hmm. And then finally, when my wife, who's like, she's like, hey, the Browns have been pretty good. We should have some people over Saturday. I was like, they're back. Yeah. Yeah. So it was fun, and it's good to see the young players. And really, and you guys know this, it's good for the people that work in that building, because they may not be on the field on Sundays, mm-hmm. but they take the wins yeah. and losses pretty hard. And I've gone through a lot of holidays where I've watched some good people that work there in Berea not feel like it's a holiday. Right. And it felt like a holiday this year.
Yeah. You know, there were great moments, the way the Denver game ended with Jabril Pepper, especially being a Michigan guy. I was really happy for him. But John and I were – John came with me and helped me on my broadcast when Baker Mayfield came on the field against the Jets.
Game.
That was just right out of the movies. Yeah. I think to me that was the moment of the season.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. That was the moment. That moment wasn't my moment because I was driving home and couldn't get home from the baseball game because Browns fans had taken – over. I turned on the radio and they're like, this is the best thing since the Cavs won a championship. I was like, we were in the World Series last year, bro. Yeah.
We've been pretty good over here. Yeah. Yeah.
22 game win streak. Yeah. Like, did you guys miss us?
That's
the craziest thing, though, in this town. And I love this town. And look, when it's a Sunday and it's the Browns are going, that's great. Can't we just love them all?
Yes.
Like, love them. I mean, I'd see you wore the sweatshirt for me.
Just
or
just for you, man.
Just for me. I'm scared of it, but I like it.
That's what we're saying right now. Can't you just love them all?
Right.
Come on.
I mean, well, they all.
What do we have to go to the finals every year?
Yeah. Love us all. We all need love. We all need hugs. Trust me.
Well, we all love Andre Knott. Good catching up with you, buddy.
Good to catch up with you guys. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to see you in the broadcast.
Yes, sir. More Cavs HQ right after this.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season. Like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV, streaming on the go with AT&T Wireless, or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, wine, and gold moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag be the fight thing. That's our thing.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson, with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini, and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. Special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at kellyclarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Q.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down a lady. Dr. Homa Dunn.
The Cavs take on Victor Oladipo and the Indiana Pacers on Tuesday, January 8th at 7 o'clock.
Beats Dellavedova for a three. He knocks it down. Dellavedova puts three fingers in the sky.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go Cavs.
As you know, the Cavaliers work in communities throughout Northeast Ohio, the big cornerstone of this organization. And just last week, over 75 young athletes between the ages of 5 and 17 took part in a special Cavs Academy clinic at the Independence Fieldhouse. During the clinic, boys and girls worked on a variety of basketball skills, including dribbling, passing, defense, and more, and different drills led by Cavs Academy coaches. Participants also had the opportunity to meet, spend time with, and share a little bit about their Cavs Academy experience with Cavs forward Larry Nance Jr. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ. We're back on Cavs HQ for the second half of the show with one of our favorites. He is a regular. He is the founder of Cavs.com.
Hello.
He is Joe Gabriel. Good to see you, buddy.
You say that about all the guests, I'll bet.
No, I don't.
Before we get to what we have planned for Joe G.
I don't do that. What?
Before we get to the show, I know we have something. You know how you always bring something that we don't know about?
I try.
We're going to have something that you don't know about today. But before that, can you believe that they think that I wore this sweatshirt? Because Andrew Knott was on the show?
I can believe that someone thought that, but I know what that sweatshirt is from. I bet not a lot of people do.
Should we knowledge or no?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say he
you
does
don't even
not.
Have to test me. I don't even know what that is.
This is what I'll do, and this is going to test.
Good.
To the first viewer, because obviously
like
there's
this.
People listening
or
to us on Cavs,
right.
On WTAM,
but
to the first viewer, I'm wearing a sweatshirt with a knot.
Kind of a nautical.
The first viewer that is correct on telling me why I'm wearing where this sweatshirt is from, I'll give that person a pair of Cavs ticket to a home game.
All right.
I like this.
How do they, tweet you? Tell
just
them.
Tweet, and then you got to use, what hashtag do we use?
Cavs HQ. What, you get so many tweets, you need a hashtag.
That way I don't have to look at all of them. I can search the hashtag.
Make sure you put the hashtag.
Yeah, you got to put the hashtag. And you got to be following Cavs at CavsJMike.
We don't need cheap
Cavs
follows.
At CavsJoG.
We're not that into social
media. I'll take them.
All right.
I'm not too proud. What? I love that shirt.
This should,
it
like,
makes
come
me happy.
Out, like, so easy, right?
Yeah, no.
See. I'm excited to see how many responses you get.
It's none. A pair of tickets.
See who knows what that is. Before we get to what you are bringing to the table, which we do every time you're here, every week, we have a segment called When Google Goes Wrong. This originated.
We stumbled on it by accident.
Like most of our segments, we stumbled upon this one by accident. To give a refresher for our listeners and viewers, here's how it happened.
I have to tell you something. You know, when we get guests, and I'm working with John, I have to prepare for shows. You know, I have to do research. And I was actually really worried about you because I was doing research. So obviously, you know, you go to Google and you put Mike Snyder. And then I ran into this headline. And Mike Snyder's wife shoots him and buries his body with backhoe on American Monster.
I was like, Rob, I know Janice, and that seems a little out of character.
I realized it's a movie.
She seems so sweet.
A few days, wouldn't have minded that. But yeah, that was it. That's the first thing that popped up. Oh, my God. I haven't Googled myself in a while.
So Snyder hasn't Googled himself. When was the last time you Googled yourself?
I don't know if I ever have. This
really?
Is so bad. Now I'm really worried. Yeah.
Well, I did research on you.
Rafa came up with
and we came up with a couple of things.
Segment.
We have Dr. Joseph Gabriel, who delivers the future of pain management. We could use
that.
Right
works.
Now.
Okay.
When we search Joe Gabriel. And
I'm big on pain management.
That is not you.
Okay.
And the best one I found is Joe Gabriel saying,
"Oh my God, yes,
say it ain't so, Joe."
Look at that. Look at that sweet medallion.
Look like Ben Stiller.
It's like Barry Manilow-ish.
Can we get any sound on that? Does Marty Allen?
I'm gonna look that. I gotta look that album up.
Oh, listen.
Exactly, really bad.
You had heard it before?
Come on,
you know, I have a lovely singing voice, actually.
You know what's hilarious? We're looking at Joe like, what do you think about the music? He doesn't have any earpieces.
I can't hear it.
He made the song.
I'm looking
bad.
For a reaction. There was none, and then it dawns on me. You know what?
His name is Joe Gabriel. He obviously has a beautiful singing voice.
In this day and age, it should be a habit for everybody to Google themselves.
They should. That's actually not a bad thing. Because I always see ads pop up saying, have you Googled yourself? And it always scares me, and I'm afraid to do it.
You have to Google yourself.
Well, now I know. Why would I bother now?
And this is something we did, and out of respect, we couldn't use it. And when the first link that comes out when you put Joe Gabriel, and even I thought, you know, this might be bad. So I guess that's bad. It was a site to write your condolences for Joe Gabriel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was the first thing that popped up, and I didn't want to use it because you know.
I hope it's not the singer.
A little bring up,
because I love that guy.
Wait till you hear it.
What is it? Can you describe the music?
It was like a falsetto, very high pitched.
Very high pitched guy.
Yeah, that's kind of bad. That's kind of how I sing in the shower.
Do you? That might be our
kind of a Frankie Valli, like a Frankie Valli.
Might be another segment we've stumbled upon. Yeah. I'm sure our listeners and
like GoPro
can't wait.
In the shower.
Yeah, I'm sure they can't wait.
At least I survived, unlike Mike Snyder, who buried in his backyard. No, that was horrible.
Now I see the wolf is getting ready with the glasses. Yeah,
I have the glasses now, so that means
when he gets the glasses ready, it's almost like the shut it down.
It's kind of like the national anthem,
Shut it down.
In that today, I decided let's go with because we have our three legends on the road, even though people don't really know them personally, I feel like they do. Campy Russell. Jim Jones, Austin Carr, of course.
Cavalier, yes.
And today's game is like last time. Pick which legend would be best suited for each situation.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I like this.
Okay, let's just stick straight basketball first. Okay, say the Cavaliers have a high draft pick.
Yes.
And the three legends are in the draft room, and one of them is, they like to say, pounding the table for a player.
Yeah.
All three legends are pounding the table for a different player.
Right.
Who do you listen to?
Wow. Campy,
Jones, or AC?
Well, if it's AC's pounding it for a shooter, that's for sure.
For sure, AC
is pounding for somebody that just shoots the ball.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always tend to lean toward my partner.
You go with Campy all the time.
I always tend to lean toward Jones.
Okay.
Because from a physical standpoint, if he's the one pounding, I'm going to say from a physical perspective, he's probably going to win that argument.
Okay. And so you're going to say Jones, you're going to say AC.
And that's no reflection on anybody's basketball ability to pick.
Well, Campy will probably be the one that will be an explanation for his pounding will be more subtle. And
that's
more
true.
Like, it will be more convincing, I think.
Tampu.
Are you saying that the other two wouldn't?
No, because the other two would try to impose
emotional.
Campy would try to
reason with you and get
you to take it.
Very
pick,
good.
So.
All right. Very good. Okay, you guys are both play-by-play guys.
Sometimes.
Okay, but you work with color analysts. Okay, for another sport, we're going to go through four. Who would be the best color analyst for baseball of the three?
Wow. This is how I break that answer down. Mm-hmm. Baseball analysts.
You've done all. I know you guys have done these.
We have. The best baseball analysts are ones that can tell stories because the game innately is a slower game. Mm-hmm. So you would pick your best storyteller. So I don't know. So I'm just setting it up. You guys pick your best storyteller.
I'm going to go with Jim Jones because as a storyteller, Jim Jones can tell.
I'm biased toward my own part.
I think I will pick Jones because he's probably the one that I converse the most with. And I do touch different topics with him. And then for baseball, you need that.
Yeah.
You need that. In the first inning, you start talking about what jazz band we went to see.
right, then we pick it up again in the fifth.
And then, so that, I think Jones will be there.
All right.
Very good. Football.
I like Campy here. I like Campy in this, again, matter of fact, gets in and out, reasons, does an analysis, bang, on to the next play.
I'll go with Campy on that one.
All right.
Agreed. I think that's sound reasoning as
all
well.
All right, thanks.
Okay, hockey.
I knew you were going to get to that. I don't know if we're going to go with anybody.
Come on.
I think we're doing it solo. This is Austin. Because of all the checking and stuff like that?
Well, just high energy. Austin, you could just turn him loose at the beginning of the game.
I would like to hear AC do a blow-by-blow of a hockey fight.
Exactly. That would be another great one. A hockey fight. AC would be great at that.
All right, good. We agree.
Okay, we agree on that. Okay, finally, boxing.
Ooh. You see, AC always brings like a different level. They're all in different.
I would lean toward Jones because he'll then tell you about the fights that he got into on the floor.
Well, he led the league in technical.
He has the most experience, probably, of the three in terms of that in that department.
Conflict.
Didn't he lead the league in technicals one year?
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Yeah,
he knows about punching someone out.
It's funny. He says that, what the fine was back then for a technical? $75.
Oh, my God.
That was it. And yet he said, though, that still was a deterrent. After a while, he said, that was today, we're paying too much money here. You got to take it easy.
But I think AC will be best in those hockey and boxing because a little better reaction, a little more. So I like to hear.
Visceral.
I like to see when AC gets.
wound up.
Charged up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too. You know that's what I'm saying. They would both be good for AC.
All right.
Should we continue?
We should.
Okay, now John has two lovely children. Mm-hmm. Ages?
5 and little Jake turned 3 today.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Happy birthday, really? Little Jake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Little Bam Bam. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Pee-wee, I don't know when Pee-wee Hoops starts, but at the youngest age where literally the kids are just chasing the ball like right. they do in soccer.
Right.
You get one guy to coach your Pee-wee Hoops team.
Wow.
Jones, Campy, AC.
I'll let you one start. Coach. You without kids, you
if
can
you
start.
If my kids, I would like Campy again because of the
even Keel.
Keel, yeah, because I don't. You know, I think Jones will eventually turn into a Bobby Knight kind of thing with my kid.
Yes.
Why not Austin? Yeah. I was going, oh! Yeah. Every time they miss.
And I would like Austin because oh! I would like my kid to be a shooter. So, but okay. I'll go with Campy in terms okay. of the teaching.
All right, let's go. I'll stay with. I'll go with Campy.
For the same reason.
Yeah, we're agreeing.
You don't think Jones would?
Jones would. Yeah.
Maybe for my 12-year-old.
Yeah.
saying, or my 18-year-old.
For the youngest.
Yeah. My 18-year-old.
When, when you're already learning the game.
Right, when he can take a little bit
when
more.
When you're like traveling with the ball and everything, I don't think I want Jones. He'd be like Bobby Knight.
Okay, so John has kids, so that was kind of for John. You have dogs. John yes. does not like dogs. No. Who do you have dogs at your dog?
I'm allergic to dogs. Let's clear that up.
You're
allergic.
Yeah.
Saying, right, John doesn't like dogs, like dogs, right? I'm allergic to that. Okay. Never been able to.
I would say AC.
Do dogs hit your dog?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I would say the same thing.
I'm a little happy with my dog. I'm very happy yeah, with yeah. my dogs. And AC would seem to be would enjoy a little more the company of my
I think Campy
dog.
Would not just. Because he my wouldn't want to deal with it. Jones might, like, intimidate your dog and kind
of
ruin it.
See, one of my things with my. When I have dogs is I let them have their own personality. I wasn't mm-hmm. They were trained. They were housebroken and they knew they couldn't go here. They
what,
couldn't
what
go
What type there. Of dogs did you have? Tell
I had a pit bull. Her name was Gaga. I had two chihuahuas. It was Taco and Max. And then I had a chocolate lab. It was a Chicharito Chip.
And you can see AC in the house.
Yeah, because it's, again, they don't. They have their own personality.
I just want to see it.
I think AC would be like, see
you later. That's what I mean, because my dogs have no bound, other than the fact want. That they couldn't go here or there, or they have to wipe their feet.
You're going
to
say none of them.
I don't think any of them would want to have anything to do with that situation.
That's probably the best answer. Okay, the last one we have is, now again, we deal with these guys as young as 19, as old as late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're talking about players.
Everyday players. From the youngest to the veterans, let's say around 25 years old, which Cavalier would you most like to deal with as a 25-year-old? Which of the legends as a young guy? You could picture them back in the day.
Hmm.
See, I like the Jones style of play. That was, you know, because he seemed to be the guy who always says he said he was undersized most
Wait,
of his career.
You're talking about being a teammate with, or you're talking about,
I'm talking about dealing
out,
with
hanging out with.
And dealing with as media, because again, we do deal with these guys a little bit. What would yeah. they be like?
Oh, if we were covering those
if
players.
We were covering those guys and you had to interview them. And
go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but I think Jones, he would be the type of player that I like. Like Jones, when I think of Jones playing ball, I think of Charles Oakley, I think of Anthony Mason, mm-hmm. you know, those guys that were undersized but
yeah.
played a lot bigger. Like
yeah,
Tristan
tough
Thompson,
guy, yeah, yeah.
And you know, and Jones is cool. Like mm-hmm. Jones and I have wonderful conversations before the broadcast. Some of them might not help the broadcast.
that's just, yeah. that's Rafa's trick, by the way. Rafa will talk to Jim about something that he knows will bother Jim. Like maybe 10 minutes before we go on the air. Then we go, hey, welcome to Quicken Loans Arena. Jim's already seething, and I'm like wondering why. He talked to Rafa before the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, Rafa will get him fired up yeah. just for like just to tell fans what happens. Rafa gets Jim fired up before the game.
Yeah, it's not.
Then John has to deal with him, and then at halftime as he's coming past me, he will air the grievance that yeah. Rafa put in his head. He'll come past me and start complaining about whatever it was that –
And it's not appreciated by me at all. Just
well,
so we're
it's
clear.
It's fun.
It is fun. All three of those guys.
They all seem to have fun when they play.
They're the best. Yeah,
wonderful.
They're still involved.
I love
game.
All of them. I
we're
mean, really.
We're lucky. Us three are lucky. The organization's lucky the to have Jim, Austin, and Campy all around. Can you stick around next segment?
I can.
Talk a little bit of Cavs. We'll do that when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season. Like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV, streaming on the go with AT&T Wireless, or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, whine, and gold moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag be the fight thing. That's our thing. Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down a lady. Doctor home a dunk.
The Cavs take on Victor Oladipo and the Indiana Pacers on Tuesday, January 8th at 7 o'clock.
Beat Dellavedova for a three. He knocks it down. Dellavedova puts three fingers in the sky.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Just keep breathing. Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com.
I'm living so we turn it up.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go Cavs.
John, Joe, and Rafa back here on Cavs HQ. I just noticed, is that an Andy Varejao shirt?
Indeed.
Wow. That's a nice one.
That's a very nice shirt.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he was one of the best, right?
Yep. In terms
of,
we should invite him over once.
We should.
Now, that's a good idea. I believe he's around.
You've covered this team for how many years now?
What? 16.
16 years yeah. now. All-time favorites in terms of who you've covered. That guy's got to be
my
in the
all-time
top.
Favorite.
That guy's got to be in the
he's
top
way,
three.
He's in the top three for sure. My top guy is Tristan Thompson.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That doesn't. I mean, it might surprise.
And he's the
some.
Guy that you met from the day he was
from
drafted.
Day one. Yeah, yeah, before he. Yeah, you know.
That may surprise some people, but for those of us who've been around the team,
oh,
for
he's
the last
quarter.
He's the best guy. Yeah, really. And you know, again, he's cool with the media. He gives quotes. He's a nice guy overall. Mm-hmm. He's a great team leader. He loves Cleveland, genuinely loves Cleveland, loves being here. He's my all-time favorite. He really is. I hope his number is retired here one day.
It's a different Tristan Thompson this season in terms of on the floor, usage rate way up, doing a lot more things than he ever had to do previously by design.
Yep.
I mean, over the last four seasons, it was go get the ball and give it to somebody else who can score. Now Cavs are running offense through him and everything else. Great to see, and he's certainly responded. How about off the floor and what you've seen, Joe? I mean, we mentioned this earlier in the show. His voice wasn't one that was necessary previously with all the veterans in that locker room. Now it really is, and I think he stepped up to that challenge.
Yeah, I mean, he talks the talk, he walks the walk. Right. He performs. He's got championship pedigree. He has the Iron Man streak. I mean, there's nothing really that anyone can say to him. You know, I mean, he's done it all, so he can talk.
To me, there's nothing fake about his performance. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I mean, some guys give hustle. You know, they'll hustle when it looks good.
Yeah.
Tristan brings
that's
it.
He brings it.
Every time he's out there on the floor, he brings it.
That's what he does. And I don't know if you agree with me and John, or John and I. This road trip coming up, you know, it's a long, long time on the road.
Yeah.
This is the time where Tristan is probably going to have to show that leadership that he's shown on the court, a lot more off the court, going from city to city, keeping everybody ready, keeping everybody together.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how it works. You've been here for so long.
Yeah. Well, you know what's kind of an interesting dynamic with Tristan coming back in that when Tristan was away, Larry Nance Jr. stepped in to the leadership,
and
both
well.
The performance and the leadership with the double doubles, on the floor and then off the floor. He stepped up as a leader. So now I think when Tristan came back, they've had to kind of recalibrate their roles a little bit. But now you have two really good, strong leaders, good young guys leading the pack. So I feel really good about the future as far as those two.
On the floor, it happened to both really at the same time. This is the first season that they've been able to do some other things. I mean, Larry wasn't a passer when he was a Laker. Right. Larry wasn't handling the ball when he was a Laker. Now he's doing a lot of things.
Does everything, yeah.
And you can see his game.
15 straight games with a steal.
Yeah. I mean, his game's blocked. He leads the team in deflections. Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the game leaderships, I think he's only led the team in scoring maybe three times. But he's led the team in assists 12 times. He's led in blocks 12 times. You know, things like that. Assists 13 times. You know, steals. It's like Larry does a little bit of everything.
Hustle
fills the box score. He makes winning plays. You know,
my partner Jim Jones talks about this a lot, and he would know a little bit about big guys. He says for every minute, he was taught this once growing up. I don't know if it was in college at Marquette or when he got into the pros as a young player, as a big. For every minute, when you look at that stat sheet, for every minute that you play, you should have one of something else, be it a point, be it a rebound, be it an assist, be it a block. And, man, you look at Nance's stat sheet every single night.
Yeah.
And he fulfills that every single
night. You know what's important, too, and Tristan always says this, that for him and for Larry, it's so easy because the portion of the stats that they can actually impact the game with, it's the one that they can be selfish about because they got to go get the rebound. They have to go get the loose ball. They can get the assist. So it's not like taking point mostly for everybody. It's just doing the thing that everybody wants you to do.
And the Cavs need all of those other little things as we continue to progress. And the Cavaliers look to get back on the winning track. Joe Gabriel, always good to see you.
John, thanks for
having
me.
Will somebody guess where's this from?
Someone will guess it. I would have guessed it, but I think someone out there will definitely
guess
it.
Tweet Rafa, get your tickets. We'll be back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ right after this.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Buy tickets at theqarena.com, the venue box office, all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations, or by phone. World Wire Tour. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which Metallica. I desire.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture. Quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Come on, we're going to be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Q.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down a lady. Dr. Oma Dunn.
The Cavs take on Victor Oladipo and the Indiana Pacers on Tuesday, January 8th at 7 o'clock.
Vitor Vadova for a three. He knocks it down. Dellavedova puts three fingers in the sky.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go, Cavs.
We're back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. The longest trip of the season, Rafa, is upon us. Six cities, 11 days here in mid-January. Starts in New Orleans, off to Houston, and there we go, out to the West Coast.
Amazingly enough, John, and I'm sure you have mentioned in your broadcast, Tuesday night game against Indiana will be the halfway point of the season already.
Right.
And then we get off to the longest road trip of the year.
And oh, by the way, you played 24 hours later in New Orleans to kick off that road trip.
And again, it's Western Conference teams. We're facing guys that need the W's because they're in the fight to make it to the playoffs. I know New Orleans is second to last in the conference, and we already see what kind of team they are. Houston is on a roll with James Harden. The Lakers, I don't know if LeBron will be back by then. Portland is difficult. Utah and Denver on back-to-back night. I mean, it's going to be a tester.
No question, a challenging trip for the Cavaliers straight ahead. Enjoy the week. We'll see you next time on Cavs HQ.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mumford & Sons, Delta Tour 2018-2019, a groundbreaking new show in the round. The Grammy Award-winning band plays songs from their smash debut album, Sigh No More. Their number one albums, Babel and Wilder Mind, right through to this year's new album, Delta. Mumford & Sons celebrate their return with a massive world tour. Saturday, March 9th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at MumfordAndSons.com.